Welcome back to Let's Go Michigan with Jeff Sloan on WJR. Once again, with a 5,000-foot view of Michigan business and events, here's Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Listen, we were kind of joking around at the beginning of the show, talking about the subject matter, shrinkflation. We mentioned we don't want that happening to our chocolate bars. We certainly don't, but it goes way beyond just our chocolate bars and the impact that shrinkflation can have on downsizing. That's really what shrinkflation is, right?
Yep.
You keep the price point the same, but you shrink the volume of food you deliver, thereby shrinking the cost to the producer, and that creates that level of margin, or even worse, and this is where it really crosses the line, but where it really gets kind of ugly is where they downsize the amount of product they give you, keep the price the same, or increase the price perhaps due to what they call inflation. What they're doing is increasing their margin at our cost when that really didn't need to happen. They're really kind of taking advantage of us at that point. And so, Kristen, you found a story that I'm glad you brought to us. It's a good one and an appropriate one, one we all need to be aware of. Caveat emptor, buyer beware. Make sure when you go into the store, you're not just price checking, but you're also checking, price checking against the volume of product that you're buying to make sure you're not going to be a victim of this horrible shrinkflation phenomenon that's going on out there in the retail world today. Well, the story you found is written by Jennifer Streaks. She's a senior personal finance reporter at Business Insider, and we've got her here with us right now. Jennifer, welcome. At a high level, tell us about shrinkflation, what it is, and how it's impacting consumers today.
Yeah, definitely. We know that grocery prices are high. They've stayed consistently high, even though they may be coming down in some areas. Where shrinkflation is playing a part is that you have manufacturers and companies that see that consumers aren't going to take it anymore in terms of raising prices. So what they're going to do is repackage everyday items, make it smaller, but leave the same price. So you're basically paying the same amount for less, which is costing you more money because, of course, you go through the product faster. You're not getting as much. You're back at the store buying it again. And so it's a sneaky way to still increase prices without looking like you're increasing prices.
So let me ask you, I'm curious about this. I mean, we're familiar with that. You know, and a lot of people really do pinch pennies, manage their purchasing very carefully and tightly. And they know the price of a particular potato chip brand bag and the size brand they typically buy. And they know what they pay for it. So it's kind of routine. But the tricky part here is that it's not like there's a big sign marking the fact that, oh, beware, you know, this is the price, but the amount you're getting is less. That burden falls on the consumer, right? And that can be very tricky for us.
Right, because most consumers, when you're at the grocery store, you're not looking at ounces.
Exactly.
You're not looking at how many pounds something is. You're literally looking at the size.
That's a strong point, Kristen. And for me, for example, I know when you go through the grocery store, I have found, I use the example of potato chips. My boy wanted potato chips the other day. I got them for him and took it home, and the bag was smaller.
Yeah.
But you didn't really notice it. It's not like it goes half size
right, or
quarter size. We're talking about subtle 20% decrease, or maybe the bag even stays the same, but there's less volume of food in it, right?
Correct. And the thing is, like you said, you're not looking at ounces. Sometimes you're not looking at anything because you're grabbing what you always grab.
Exactly.
So that's why the manufacturer knows that they can just change the bag and change how it looks or come up with a snappy new slogan. And that's why it's on the consumer to check and say, you know, is this the same size? Am I still getting the same value? You know, my dad went grocery shopping and he said, oh, you know, it felt different in my hand. I could tell that it was lighter, even if it's something like that. But you have to definitely be on the lookout to make sure that you are not a victim of shrinkflation.
Right. And of course, when you say it feels lighter, you don't really have an A-B comparison. You don't have the old bag to compare it to. So you're really guessing. I know you've got some great tips you published in the article in Business Insider. And we want to run through that list in a second. But I have to ask you, you use the term that these brands can be sneaky and get away with this, and it's a way for them to make more money. Now, it's one thing if the brand had to do this because costs have gone up and people stop buying their product if they have to raise the price. So what they do is they make it in a smaller bag. They keep the price relatively the same. The question is that sneaky or is that smart business on their part? And that's just the way business is. There's got to be margin for these brands. Otherwise, the product won't be for very much longer on the store shelves because the producer's not making a margin on it. Is it sneaky or isn't it?
Well, then, if that's the case, if you're saying this is a business decision, this is influenced by inflation, then why not say that?
But where do you say that?
You can say it on the bag. You can tweet about it. I mean, there are products that are in my home that I've bought for years, for years, for years. And I think that anytime you have an opportunity to be honest, that's going to be better received than not.
I do agree with that, actually. I mean, if my Tide laundry soap, for example, started running ads on social media that said, hey, you know what? Times are tough for us too. And these are the changes that we're going to make. I'd actually respect that more. And I'd probably continue to stay loyal to them because I knew ahead of time, like, yeah, they're cutting costs. They're going to either decrease the size of the soap or increase the price. I feel like transparency is important.
I totally agree.
There's that issue. And that transparency helps solve that issue. And that issue being, should you inform consumers and make them aware of the fact you're going to get less of this product for the same price you've paid historically or something like that. But there's also an issue of, I know I've read, there are some brands, they're just taking advantage of the opportunity to do this because it's being done. And frankly, it's not an issue of trying to keep my margins. It's simply a matter of we can make more money by doing this. And that's really ugly.
That's right. And that's exactly why I wrote the article, because if you have an opportunity to be transparent, we're with you. Everyone is having a bit of a hard time now due to the economy and lingering inflation. Anyone can understand that. But when you just say, oh, this is an opportunity for us just to make more money, then, you know, that's when it's negative. That's when you're not considering the consumer.
Yeah, indeed. So you do have some tips that you published in your article. Tell us how you can protect yourself from being surprised and being taken advantage of in certain cases.
So when you are grocery shopping, this is the time to look around. I understand that sometimes we are comforted by the familiar and you go to your brand, you go to that area in the store every time you get there. But this is the time to pay attention and check and see, has there been some sort of change to the packaging? Does it look smaller? Check for alternatives to your favorite brand. Maybe, you know, if something has gotten smaller in size, but the price hasn't changed, it might be time to, you know, switch brands, especially if you see that the package has been downsized quite a bit. I mean, 20% for the same price is kind of a shock. Mm-hmm. I would also suggest buying store brands. They are going to fall to shrinkflation last because they're already less expensive. If you think about Kirkland at Costco or store brands at Walmart or CVS, think about shopping at stores like Costco or BJ's, where you can buy even larger sized items that will last longer. And I already said this, but pay attention to the packaging. Don't just get caught up in buying the same thing over and over and over again. If you see that something looks like it has changed, it probably has. The manufacturer isn't going to tell you this. They might even put it out there and say it's new and improved to go along with the change in packaging. But also that means that they probably have shrunk the size.
Yeah. And here's a really good tip that you give. And I know I've used this actually in price comparing. And that is this. You say keep track of unit pricing. This is where you distill it down so that you can do that A-B comparison where you're pricing it, say, for example, an 8-ounce jar of something. You've got a price per ounce and you're comparing it to a 6-ounce jar. But, you know, again, you're able to do that price comparison based on an apples to apples type comparison by comparing ounce to ounce, for example.
Costco does a good job of that. And they put it right on the label, plain as day, so that you can see where I feel like at typical grocery stores, it's all in the fine print.
Sure. And that's a really, that's a great tip.
Correct. I think that's totally right. It's right there on the shelf. And so if you're used to buying a 30-ounce jar of anything and it costs $8, but now you look and you see that it's down to 20 ounces or 23 ounces, and you're like, huh, this is not the same value that I'm expecting. This isn't the same size. It's not the same amount, but the price is the same. You know that something has changed and not in your favor.
Interesting. Well, this is great, eye-opening, and
Good, very informative.
Great tips. Great tips. Great job. Jennifer Streaks, Senior Personal Finance Reporter, Business Insider. Thanks so much for being with us and for bringing us the story, Jennifer.
Definitely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. I just have to ask, have you guys gone into a store and actually, like, you're busted? I see that you're selling this product to me at the same price. but there's actually less product in it. Have you discovered that?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you remember what it was?
It's the potato chips.
Potato chips, right?
It is. Right. It's such an obvious one. And also cereal.
Cereal, big time.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Wow.
The box is the same height. So when you look at it, it looks like the one you bought last week. But if you pull it out, it looks like a pad of paper.
That's tricky. That's not fair.
And it says family size.
Right. What does that mean?
Family of one.
Right, exactly. Okay, well, there we go. Hey, listen, this is a great show. Lots of good information. Lots of information that was fun to bring to you all. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. You guys go out and make it a great weekend. Kristen, Mark, great being with you on the show. We'll be back right here, same place, same time, with Let's Go Michigan right here on WJR.